The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I have to admit that I'm a skeptic when it comes to politicians and their promises. I don't trust the government to have our best interest in mind. The federal beast in D.C. and the swamp creatures that have taken over our nation are not our friends, not our representatives, or our public servants. D.C. is a cesspool of corruption, shady backroom deals, and dirty money. But I must say, I've been encouraged by Donald Trump's first few weeks back in office. He's done more positive things for America in a few weeks than Biden, Harris, and Obama ever did in their entire careers. Of course, the leftists I just mentioned have a different agenda and a different vision for America. Their stated goal was to build back better. But of course, in order to do that, they first had to tear down and burn down our nation as much as possible. And what they consider better is actually a perpetual nightmare for us citizens and a one-way ticket to all-out communism and dictatorial control. As I've said before, if something is a good idea and a real positive thing, people will flock to it on their own. If something is, in fact, a burden, an affliction, a hindrance, a punishment, and a nightmare, then it needs to be forced upon us. Obamacare. Forced to buy something you don't want that doesn't benefit you and costs a fortune, or be penalized for refusing. The jab. Take the jab or lose your job. The Green New Deal. No more gas stoves. Everything electric, including the car you drive. Mandatory. Forced upon us, whether we like it or not. If Obamacare was what it was sold to us as, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, cheaper than your monthly cell phone bill, then people would have loved it. I remember when Obamacare took effect. Our family had a wonderful health insurance policy that cost us around $400 a month. Then we got the letter from our insurance provider. Effective the first of the year, our new premium would be $1,600 a month, and our deductible would increase to $12,000. Pay the bill or pay a penalty on your income tax return. Your choice. We took the penalty because there was no way we could afford what amounted to more than a whole new mortgage on a whole new home. The jab. At first, they coerced people into taking it, calling it safe and effective. But of course, if you got the jab, it wouldn't work unless I got the jab too. We later learned, as Big Pharma confessed, it was not effective. It didn't stop the spread of any virus, and though they still tried their best to hide the data, we now know it wasn't safe either. In fact, it's been the cause of millions of hideous deaths and lifelong injuries. Blood clots were pulled from dead bodies by morticians who never saw anything like it before. They described the clots as window caulk and liquid nails. We saw young people who had been jabbed dying of sudden heart attacks. Turbo cancers rose to levels we'd never seen before as life insurance companies struggled to keep up with the death rate, and millions of people just died suddenly after taking those jabs. But our federal government forced this upon us, and many lost their jobs because they refused to be lab rats for Fauci. Others went along because they couldn't risk losing their jobs, and soon after, they lost their lives. Not to mention the hospital mandates forced upon us once again by the federal government. The only allowable treatment for COVID was remdesivir, a bioweapon that literally melted internal organs. They knew this would be the outcome, but free speech was so stifled we couldn't even post alternative remedies to COVID on social media. Vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D3, all disinformation. Ivermectin was called horse paste, and that, along with HCQ, proven by multiple doctors around the world to dramatically cure patients of COVID quickly, were forbidden. Pharmacies refused to fill those prescriptions, and many doctors who advocated for them lost their licenses. Let's not forget that, nor should we forget the Green New Deal, shutting down our energy resources in favor of all-electric everything. Never mind that you need to burn something in order to create electricity. It was all a money-making scam, and hopefully most people understand that now. It seems like a new day in America now. I'm grateful to Trump for pardoning the J6 political prisoners, hunted down and persecuted by a weaponized DOJ and FBI. And while our FBI lied about the infamous Hunter Biden laptop loaded with damning evidence of crimes committed by the sitting president and his family, they relentlessly pursued all those who rallied in D.C. to question an obviously stolen election. Most of those arrested and imprisoned never broke any law, but that made no difference to the Biden administration's so-called justice system. You could be charged with a felony just for holding a flag at the rally. Radical leftist judges would offer plea deals, meaning you would plead guilty and get a lesser sentence. Those who refused to take the deal were aggressively prosecuted. A pastor friend of mine who simply preached to the crowd on January 6 was sentenced to 30 years in prison. He never even entered the Capitol building. This was our nation just a few weeks ago. On his first day in office, Trump pardoned all of those J6 hostages, including those who had been hunted down and jailed but not yet charged. Today, they've all been released. But through their ordeals, many incurred huge legal fees while trying to fight for fair trials. Many lost their homes, their jobs, and some have lost their lives. Trump also declared a national emergency at our southern border and ended so-called sanctuary cities across America. Approximately 10,000 troops have been sent to the border to assist the Border Patrol. Gangs of illegals are now being deported back to their home countries. We need all criminal illegals to be sent back where they came from and others to become American citizens legally, learning our history and taking an oath to become Americans. But what a totally unnecessary expense. Not only have taxpayers bore the burden of bringing these illegals here in the first place, some with direct flights from their home countries and then providing them with free food, housing, health care, and more, but now we have to bear the financial burden of sending them back. In his first days in office, Trump also cut the size of the federal workforce, ended federal diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and declared that there are only two genders, male and female. Not 72, only two. What a concept. It seems DEI is on its last legs, and even major corporations are stepping away now from kowtowing to the LGBTQP+ and trans agendas. Target stores, in particular, have announced they're ending their association with the Human Rights Campaign, an organization that shames companies into supporting these degenerate causes. Target, you may recall, was the first to implement the transgender restroom policies, and last summer promoted trans clothing, including swimwear for children. For me, it's too little too late. Target hasn't gotten 1 cent from me in years and never will again. Trump also removed us from the climate change nonsense by withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement, and we're withdrawing from the World Health Organization, which has been poised to implement global control of sovereign nations. And at the end of his first week, Trump visited North Carolina, devastated by Hurricane Helene in September. Many people there are still living in tents in the middle of winter. The majority of helpful support residents there received was from individuals who volunteered their time and talents to help with cleanup, emergency supplies, and temporary housing. FEMA's efforts can only be described as a colossal failure. Months after the devastation, thousands who applied for FEMA aid are still waiting for something, anything, and many have already been told they don't qualify for any aid. Trump has vowed to speed up the process and cut the governmental red tape that's been holding up the recovery process there. He also visited California, which is still burning, and he pledged his support to help the fire victims there. I should also mention Trump's pardon of the many pro-lifers who've been jailed for simply standing in the gap for the unborn, about to be slaughtered by abortion. The previous administration hunted down pro-lifers just as they hunted the J6ers, and many went to prison. They're now free as well. Now a bill has been introduced in the Senate to repeal the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, or FACE, the law the Biden administration used to convict 23 pro-lifers who prayed outside abortion clinics and urged women in unplanned pregnancies to choose life. He also followed through with his promise to declassify the files on the JFK, RFK, and Martin Luther King assassinations. And he's promised to release everything. It'll be interesting to see what everything entails. I hope it really is everything, because then we will finally have the solid proof that our CIA orchestrated all of those killings. And he's halted all foreign aid, pending review, including all aid to Ukraine. Hopefully a peaceful end to this needless war will soon be coming. And he ordered the Secretary of the Interior to officially rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. Even Google Maps is complying with this. It appears to be a new day in America where our new president is truly putting Americans ahead of the interests of our enemies. I still think the federal government has way too much power. Apparently, they have the power to remove our rights and the power to restore them, if they so choose. That's not how it's supposed to be, and our founders set this nation up with three branches of government to give us a system of checks and balances. It shouldn't have to take executive orders by any president to get things done. But Congress, I believe, will remain hopelessly lost in gridlock. Two opposing parties fighting each other rather than fighting for what's right and best for our nation. Trump's actions in his first days have been mostly encouraging, but those charged with the duty to represent us as citizens should have been doing that all along. If they had, we wouldn't have had such a disastrous train wreck to come back from. But that's the way it is in D.C., and I don't see the swamp changing. Too many there are making too much money serving their own interests rather than those of the people. I am extremely concerned, though, about Trump's big announcement regarding a massive expansion of artificial intelligence, or AI. He's got companies investing more than $500 billion to rapidly expand AI in this country, with a specific focus on our healthcare. This is dangerous stuff. First of all, if you do some research, you'll find that AI is truly demonic in nature. I'm sure Trump believes it's just the next new wave of technology, and he wants America to lead the way. He doesn't understand the evil behind it. He envisions AI being able to detect precancerous cells in our bodies and then be able to manufacture new mRNA vaccines specific to each individual within 48 hours. Have we not learned our lesson regarding DNA-altering jabs, or the tyranny our healthcare system will heap upon us when given the chance? Leave our DNA alone, Donald. Nothing good can come from this, but rather, I believe, it'll put us on the fast track to something so evil we can't even imagine the implications now. Yes, I think he has good intentions with this, but once again, I think he's being manipulated, just as he was with COVID, only a million times worse. But now there's much work to be done, and we can't just sit back and leave it up to Trump to fix it all. Those of us who claim the name of Christ must take this opportunity to build back better. And by that, I mean courageously and boldly working to bring individual people, couples, and families back to God and His perfect plan for mankind. If we don't take this opportunity to return our culture to one of personal accountability and holiness, if we continue to sit back and do nothing, then our nation will remain under judgment, and things will be even worse 4 years from now than it's been the last four, if you can imagine that. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 454.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.